share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. We hope the victim rests in peace. 47-year-old Zyla Jusso recalls vividly how her mother called her at 10:37 a.m. today, the 7th of June, and she immediately assumed that something terrible happened to her elderly parents. Despite Zyla repeatedly asking her mother what happened, all her mother managed to utter was, "Help, help." Mock called asking for help. "I also asked, 'What's wrong, Mock?' She couldn't say anything. She could only cry for help. I said, 'It's okay, Mock, I'm coming.' On the way, my brother was told by his friend that our mother's house was on fire." Zalila told Astro Awani that while she was heading towards her mother's house, she never stopped praying for the safety of her parents. Unfortunately, when she arrived at the location, she found out that her mother was trapped inside and had died from the fire. The victim, 79-year-old Fatima Mode, had reportedly died in the fire, while her husband, 82-year-old Jusso Muda, suffered injuries in the fire involving three houses in Kampung Losong Haji Su, Kuala Terengganu on Monday morning. Jusso has been sent to Hospital Sultana Nur Zahira for further treatment. "Our deepest condolences go to the victim's family, and we hope Jusso has a speedy recovery." Also read: stray dog allegedly tortured and burned alive. Body left in parking lot of PJ flat. Source: Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.